Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Monday, November 15th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. Believers help rebuild lives in southern Sudan. Missionaries see fruit of a church planting effort in 3 African countries, and Sat7 sets some new goals. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Topping the news, away from troubled Darfur, people in southern Sudan are struggling to recover from a 21-year-old civil war. The war left behind a humanitarian crisis of immense proportions. Worldwide Christian Schools' Dale Dielman says they're partnering with another agency to help address a key need there.
Basically, restart the infrastructure in the whole region. And in this particular, the role that we're playing and the role that the Sudan Christian Schools for Orphans is really exactly what it says, really trying to establish schools which will be basically the only schools in the region.
They're raising $41,000 for the project. Dielman says through the schools, they want to share the hope of Christ.
I think that it's really the planting the seeds of the gospel, but also the transformation power of the gospel in terms of how you live out the gospel. And I think this is the vision, trying to help the young people grasp and then go from there and be empowered.
Meanwhile, in Zambia, churches are mobilizing to reach out to their neighbors in both their own country and in nearby Tanzania and Congo. Sam Vinton with Grace Ministries International says it's all part of a coordinated effort that began years ago.
One of the goals that the National Church made is that we have 9 provinces or states, and it is their commitment that within 5 years that they were going to have at least one church or more in every one of those 9 provinces. And they set that goal as well as the goal of reaching across the boundaries of their own country. And at this time, I think we are now in 7 of those provinces.
Vinton urges prayer that the churches keep the vision of seeing their neighbors brought to Christ.
I find that we as Christians many times, whether it be in the States or overseas, we have so much that we feel we can still do in our own local church. So you need to have that vision of reaching out beyond yourself.
Pray, too, that believers are kept safe, especially in the Congo, where violence remains a constant threat. You're listening to Mission Network News. The people of Africa face devastating horrors. Famine, war, genocide, and the AIDS epidemic plague countries across the continent. Many people offer solutions to Africa's problems, but as Bob Hoskins from Book of Hope states, it's really a heart matter.
Praise God, the doors are open to us all over Africa. Governments are begging us to come because they know that the real solution to their problem has to come through a transformation of lives, and God's word will do that. And so we're just excited about what we're seeing happen across Africa through the distribution of the Book of Hope.
The truth of God's word is affecting change, and people are responding to the hope of the gospel. Hoskins adds,
if there's not a cultural change, there's no hope. And we know that the only thing that can truly transform and bring that change is a changed heart and a changed life, and that change agent is the Word of God. And that's why the Book of Hope is such a critical tool in this war for the salvation of Africa.
$1 can give 3 children a Book of Hope. Next, Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that Christians in Sri Lanka continue to be the targets of threats and attacks. Early in November, attackers rampaged through a church and the pastor's home in Matagama, Sri Lanka. Since then, groups of Buddhists have held protests against area churches, threatening serious violence. Pray for strength, protection, and encouragement for the Christians at this time. And as we get closer to a new year, Sat7 sets new goals for their ministry. During recent network meetings, Sat7's acting program director shared their focus for 2005. The 4 main strands of the programming will include children, women, youth, and general programming designed for a broader audience. The ministry is now looking for qualified people who have a vision to help them create these programs that will reach more people for Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the video of the upcoming Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can't help but encourage your church to get involved with orphan outreach. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.